It's time for Rhema for Today.
Read Mark 10 again. I read it again and found out I didn't even say what I thought it said anyway. And I'd prayed, Lord, return unto him 100-fold. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Yeah, I'd actually done it, you know. Did you ever do that? I quit that though. Amen. Now you read that. He isn't talking about you giving finances. No man has left for the kingdom of God's sake, mother or father, houses or lands, wife or children. He didn't forsake them. He might have had to go preach, you see. Still took care of them. But what he'll receive 100-fold more in this life, houses and lands, mothers and fathers and children. Glory to God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that will send forth laborers. Now notice, the harvest truly is plenteous. Well, now does that apply today? Well, if the harvest was plenteous then, how much more plenteous is the harvest today? Now why? Well, statisticians tell us, those that keep statistics tell us that there are more people alive right now on the earth, right now alive on the earth, than has lived since the days of Christ until now. Think what an opportunity we've got. How much bigger is the harvest now? Amen? I said amen. So the harvest is much greater, much more plenteous now than it was then. Pray ye therefore. Why don't you just pray that sinners will be saved? Did you ever stop thinking about it? Now we don't stop and think. Bless our hearts. I didn't any more than you did. So I'm not accusing you. I was in the same boat. You know, nowhere really are we just told to pray that God save sinners. Jesus. He told us to go tell them the good news. Praise God, that's the reason you need the laborers. Well, see, I didn't know that any more than you did because we get bound up with what we were taught religiously. And we've been religiously brainwashed and stood a New Testament taught. And I remember particularly an experience I had along this line many, many years ago. Well, in the year of 1943. I'd been praying for my uncle, my mother's only brother, for you know, fasted, prayed. Seemed like, you know, and that's the way I prayed, God save Uncle Larry. God save him. And I had, you know, it seemed like the more you prayed, the worse you got. If it ever did any good, I couldn't tell it. But you see, without realizing where I was a missionary or that it was meant. See, we ought to know. Bless our lovely hearts and stupid heads. We ought to know if we've been doing something over a period of many, many years and haven't arrived, something must be wrong somewhere. I mean, if you left Broken Arrow out here and said, well, I'm going into downtown Tulsa, and after 5 years never got out there, you ought to know sometime or another that you must have got on the wrong road. You didn't arrive. Amen. So I remember I was pastoring from my hometown about 15 miles away. I went over there one day, you know, to tend to some business, went by to see my mother. And my mother said, pray for Uncle Larry. Well, I'd been praying for him for years. She said, you know, he'd had a lot of trouble. Now, the thing about it is he brought his children up, you see, five of them, never took them to church one single time. They never was in church in their lifetime. Never had a Bible in the home. Now, he had a Bible in the home when he's brought up. But he married at 19 years of age. And all of his children, you see, never heard him pray. Never even offered thanks at the table. Never had a Bible in the home. They all grew up grown now. And they give him all kind of trouble. You can understand that. And he had some money, but he told me himself personally on one of them. And don't sound big now, but you go back and we're talking about Depression days. He spent $10,000 on one of them to keep him out of the penitentiary, you see. And just all kinds of problems. That'd be like, you know, $100,000 or $2,000 today. Or even more. And so he just had so much trouble with them, you see. Mama said, I haven't seen him, but said, somebody said he just lost so much weight and he looks so haggard, you know, and his health has failed until it just doesn't look like him. He doesn't look like himself. Well, I just simply said I was in a hurry. I'll pray and went my way. Well, I went by to see her before I went uptown because it was on my way, you know what I mean? So I went on uptown to attend to my business, got my business attended to, started home. Well, the highways in those days went through the town, you see. You didn't have any bypasses. And the highway I had to go town was it went right in front of his house. He's vice president of one of the banks. It's late in the evening. The bank's closed, been closed for some time. And just for exercise, he'd walk to and from his home to the town, to the bank. And as I was driving down the street, I saw this man walking, you see. But I see him from the rear, and I said, well, that walks like Uncle Larry. I believe I'll stop and pick him up. I know he walks to get exercise. He has a car, but and talk to him, you see. When I got closer to him, though, and looked, you see, it didn't look like him. And I said, no, that's not him, and went on. And I got, I don't know, maybe a couple blocks by. And it suddenly hit me. Well, that was him. Mama said he didn't look like himself. I know that walk. That was him. I hadn't seen him for months, you see. So I just whirled my car over against the curb, you know, and just overwhelmed almost with a spirit of compassion. I said, oh, God, save. You know, you felt so sorry for him. He looked so bad, you know, just physically. You know he's lost. Save him. Well, it's just like somebody sat in the back seat, said, you know, just start me. I'll look back there and see if somebody got there between the front and the back seat and hunkered down there and I didn't see him. Said, that's what I'm trying to do. And I even turned, just like I said, look back there to see if somebody's, you know, because I prayed it out loud, you know, and there wasn't anybody back there. And then I continued to commune with the Lord and said, well, Lord, you know, I've been praying for years and fasting that you'd save him. And that voice said, that's where the problem is. That's where the trouble is. And it astounded me, boy. It really shocked me. Said, this voice said to me, I never told you anywhere in the New Testament to pray for sinners that they'd be saved. I said, you didn't? That's what I'd been doing all my saved life, hadn't you? You mind me taking a little side journey right now? Believe it will anyhow, whether you mind it or not. Now don't forget that. I'm going to come back to that. See? Because we don't want to go off and leave me sitting there beside the road, you know. I remember one morning I got up to come out here to school. I was sitting actually on the side of the bed, you know, putting my socks on. And the Spirit of God said to me, nobody's ever received a hundredfold return yet on their giving. I said, huh? You know, I'd even preach that myself. I really wished everything I'd preach is so. Come on, you might as well say amen, you preachers and pastors. Now, I'll show you why I said I wished it so. I said, huh? The Lord said, now last year, you gave $40,000 to the work of God, personally, out of my own pocket. Now you see, if you'd received a hundredfold return, you'd have $4 million. The year before, you gave almost $40,000, about $36,000 or $8,000. You'd have almost in your hand, if you had a hundredfold return, everything you give, you'd have $200 or $300 million. See, I'm talking about over a period of time. You don't have $200 or $300 million, and you're not going to get $200 or $300 million in this life. Read Mark 10 again. I read it again and found out I didn't even say what I thought it said anyway. And I'd prayed, Lord, return unto them 100-fold. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Yeah, I'd actually done it, you know. Did you ever do that? I quit that, though. Amen. Now you read that. He isn't talking about you giving finances. No man has left for the kingdom of God's sake. Mother or father, houses or lands, wife or children. He didn't forsake them. He might have had to go preach, you see. Still took care of them. But what he'll receive, 100-fold more in this life. Houses and lands, mothers and fathers and children. Glory to God. Well, he's not going to have 100 million children. Or 100 million houses. Amen? But you see, when you get over here in the family, your house is my house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. And I made mention of the fact I left my two children many a time, left the house, you know, didn't let them see me but weeping. But now then, God's given me hundreds of children, thousands of them actually. Converts, but then right on the other hand, there's so many, you know, Bible school students call me dad. 100-fold more. Amen, isn't that right? Amen. That's what he's really talking about, dear friends. And if you put in money expecting to put in a dollar expecting to get 100 back, you ain't gonna get it. You might as well forget it. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting.
Camp meeting,
oh,
right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Here. It's free.
Yes.
It actually begins on Sunday at 6 p.m. because of the fact that our normal church service starts at 6.
Yes.
But Monday through Friday, it's 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. You can go to rhema.org for all the information. But also, I want you to realize it's a family camp.
Yes, it is.
It's a family camp. There's children ministry available for infants through fifth grade at the evening services.
Uh-huh.
And then there is a Summer Blitz youth conference.
Yes.
And it, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., 7:30, it is 6th grade through 12th grade. It is
awesome,
going to be something awesome time for everybody.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.